glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Believing in Jesus as God's Son and as Lord and Savior of the world is fundamental to the teachings of the Bible. The purpose in preaching the good news or the gospel of Jesus Christ is to bring lost souls back to God. Salvation promised by Jesus provides a hope of living with God after this life is over. We preach the saving grace of Jesus Christ to lead as many as possible into heaven. Our Bible will lead us into a wonderful relationship with our Heavenly Father as we live here on this earth.
Like a river flowing down to the sea, like a rushing wind you blow into me, like the falling of the snow, like the blood that makes me whole, is the love of God that flows into me.
And like a river you come flooding through the desert of my heart, and like the wind you come rushing, blowing life through every part, and like the snow you're falling on me with the blood of your own Son, and like the sun you come shining, making darkness run. Like a river flowing down to the sea, like a rushing wind you've blown into me, like the falling of the snow, like the blood that makes me whole, is the love of God that flows into me. And like a river you come pouring out your love upon the field, and like the wind you bring harvest down to take your yield, and like the snow you come to winter, touching hearts and making warmth, and like the sun you raised a mighty light to calm the storm.
Like a river flowing down to the sea, like a rushing wind you blow into me, like the falling of the snow, like the blood that makes me whole, is the love of God that flows into me.
Is the love of God that flows into me.
When we study the teachings of Jesus Christ, we find Him sharing some principles on how we should be living our lives here on this earth. Accepting the invitation of Jesus to be saved from our sins includes not only a hope of eternal life, but also a dedication to living a righteous life here on this earth. Many of the instructions that are found in the New Testament are directed toward Christians as we endeavor to live the life of a disciple. Living by faith is to live by the principles that Jesus has set for us. One of the reasons why Christians continue day after day, year after year to study the Bible is to be reminded of all the principles Jesus has left for us to follow. When Moses delivered the Ten Commandments from God to the Israelite nation, he immediately invoked this obligation upon them, and it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 1 through 9, which we will now read. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words, which I am commanding you today, shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. These instructions were given by Moses to Israel, and they were given so that they would be impressed upon the importance of keeping God's commands. All the children were to be taught by their parents the commandments of God on a daily basis. The Ten Commandments had instructions for them that would govern the behavior of the earthly life of God's people. The Israelites were to observe a day of rest and make it holy every week. They could not set up and worship idols. They could not use God's name in vain. Among God's people, there was to be no false testimony. Lying and stealing were forbidden. Sexual immorality was not an acceptable behavior among the Israelite people. Murder was against God's law. Honoring one's father and mother was something every Israelite was expected to do. Let us notice that the Ten Commandments address life on earth. And when we focus upon the teachings of Jesus Christ and those of his apostles, we will find also many places where Christians are taught about living acceptable lives before God here on this earth. Take the Sermon on the Mount that's recorded in Matthew's Gospel, chapters 5, 6, and 7. Much of what Jesus teaches is about a disciple's earthly conduct. He places an emphasis not only on our behavior, but also on a disciple's motives that leads to any behavior. We need not read far into any of the New Testament before we find instructions that guide our earthly journey. God did not leave us on our own to determine what kind of a life would be an obedient one before him. He left us the truth of his will in written form for us to follow. This world is a better place when there is no adultery, lying, stealing, coveting, murdering, or gossiping. It is a better life that we live when we refuse to slander or to get our revenge by paying back evil for evil. This earthly journey is a blessing when we love instead of hate, forgive instead of resent. When we pay our bills, practice hospitality, and give honor to whom honor is due, it's a better life. It is a far better life for everyone when we live following the commandments of Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world. Has Jesus brought you into this better way of living? We pray that he has. And if not, we pray through our word today, you will seek to be in relationship with the Heavenly Father through his Son Jesus. And by so doing, you will secure for yourself the hope of eternal life and also the better way of living on this earth.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.